Chapter 33. And taking to thy passionate ardor who is remembered, thou art absolved, for reasons which shall be made known to thee in heaven, of thy vows unto Eleonora. End of text ... Notes to this volume, notes Sherazade, *1, the Corallites. *2, one of the most remarkable natural curiosities in Texas is a petrified forest, near the head of Pasigno River. It consists of several hundred trees, in an erect position, all turned to stone. Some trees, now growing, are partly petrified. This is a startling fact for natural philosophers, and must cause them to modify the existing theory of petrification. Kennedy. This account, at first discredited, has since been corroborated by the discovery of a completely petrified forest, near the headwaters of the Cheyenne, or Cheyenne River, which has its source in the Black Hills of the Rocky Chain. There is scarcely, perhaps, a spectacle on the surface of the globe more remarkable, either in a geological, or picturesque point of view than that presented by the petrified forest, near Cairo. The traveler, having passed the tombs of the caliphs, just beyond the gates of the city, proceeds to the southward, nearly at right angles to the road across the desert to Suez, and after having traveled some 10 miles up a low barren valley, covered with sand, gravel, and seashells, fresh as if the tide had retired but yesterday, crosses a low range of sandhills, which has for some distance run parallel to his path. The scene now presented to him is beyond conception singular and desolate. A mass of fragments of trees, all converted into stone, and when struck by his horse's hoof ringing like cast iron, is seen to extend itself for miles and miles around him, in the form of a decayed and prostrate forest. The wood is of a dark brown hue, but retains its form in perfection, the pieces being from 1 to 15 feet in length, and from half a foot to 3 feet in thickness, strewed so closely together, as far as the eye can reach, that an Egyptian donkey can scarcely thread its way through amongst them, and so natural that, were it in Scotland or Ireland, it might pass without remark for some enormous drained bog, on which the exhumed trees lay rotting in the sun. The roots and rudiments of the branches are, in many cases, nearly perfect, and in some the wormholes eaten under the bark are readily recognizable. The most delicate of the sap vessels, and all the finer portions of the center of the wood, are perfectly entire, and bear to be examined with the strongest magnifiers. The whole are so thoroughly silicified, as to scratch glass, and are capable of receiving the highest polish. Asiatic Magazine. *3, The Mammoth Cave of Kentucky. *4, in Iceland, 1783. *5, during the eruption of Hecla, in 1766, clouds of this kind produced such a degree of darkness that, at Glomba, which is more than 50 leagues from the mountain, people could only find their way by groping. During the eruption of Vesuvius, in 1794 at Caserta, 4 leagues distant, people could only walk by the light of torches. On the 1st of May, 1812, a cloud of volcanic ashes and sand, coming from a volcano in the island of St. Vincent, covered the whole of Barbados, spreading over it so intense a darkness that, at midday, in the open air, one could not perceive the trees or other objects near him, or even a white handkerchief placed at the distance of 6 inches from the eye. Murray, page 215, Phil. Edit. *6, in the year 1790 in the Caracas during an earthquake a portion of the granite soil sank, and left a lake 800 yards in diameter, and from 80 to 100 feet deep. It was a part of the forest of Arapa which sank, and the trees remained green for several months under the water. Murray, p. 221, *7, the hardest steel ever manufactured may, under the action of a blowpipe, be reduced to an impalpable powder, which will float readily in the atmospheric air. *8, the region of the Niger. See Simona's Colonial Magazine. Asterisk 9, the Vermilion Lion Ant. The term monster is equally applicable to small abnormal things and to great, while such epithets as ast are merely comparative. The cavern of the Vermilion is vast in comparison with the whole of the common red ant. A grain of silex is also a ok. Asterisk 10, the Epidendron, Phloxerus, of the family of the Orchidea, grows with merely the surface of its roots attached to a tree or other object, from which it derives no nutriment subsisting altogether upon air. Asterisk 11, the parasites, such as the wonderful Rafflesia arnoldii, asterisk 12, Shaw advocates a class of plants that grow upon living animals, the Plantiopizoa. Of this class are the fuci and algae. Mr. J.B. Williams, of Salem, Massachusetts, presented the National Institute with an insect from New Zealand, with the following description. Apostrophe the hot, a decided caterpillar, or worm, is found gnawing at the root of the rota tree, with a plant growing out of its head. This most peculiar and extraordinary insect travels up both the rota and ferrari trees, and entering into the top, eats its way, perforating the trunk of the trees until it reaches the root, and dies, or remains dormant, and the plant propagates out of its head. The body remains perfect and entire, of a harder substance than when alive. From this insect the natives make a coloring for tattooing. Asterisk 13, in mines and natural caves we find a species of cryptogamous fungus that emits an intense phosphorescence. Asterisk 14, the Orchis, Scabious, and Vallisneria. Asterisk 15, the corolla of this flower Aristolochia clematitis, which is tubular, but terminating upwards in a ligulate limb, is inflated into a globular figure at the base. The tubular part is internally beset with stiff hairs, pointing downwards. The globular part contains the pistil, which consists merely of a germen and stigma, together with the surrounding stamens. But the stamens, being shorter than the germen, cannot discharge the pollen so as to throw it upon the stigma, as the flower stands always upright till after impregnation. And hence, without some additional and peculiar aid, the pollen must necessarily fan down to the bottom of the flower. Now, the aid that nature has furnished in this case is that of the Taputa penicornis, a small insect, which entering the tube of the corolla in quest of honey, descends to the bottom, and rummages about till it becomes quite covered with pollen, but not being able to force its way out again, owing to the downward position of the hairs, which converge to a point like the wires of a mouse trap, and being somewhat impatient of its confinement it brushes backwards and forwards, trying every corner, till, after repeatedly traversing the stigma, it covers it with pollen sufficient for its impregnation, in consequence of which the flower soon begins to droop, and the hairs to shrink to the sides of the tube, effecting an easy passage for the escape of the insect. Rev. P. Keith, System of Physiological Botany. Asterisk 16, the bees ever since bees were, have been constructing their cells with just such sides, in just such number, and at just such inclinations, as it has been demonstrated in a problem involving the profoundest mathematical principles, are the very sides, in the very number, and at the very angles, which will afford the creatures the most room, that is compatible with the greatest stability of structure. During the latter part of the last century, the question arose among mathematicians to determine the best form that can be given to the sails of a windmill, according to their varying distances from the revolving vanes, and likewise from the centers of the revolution. This is an excessively complex problem, for it is, in other words, to find the best possible position at an infinity of varied distances, and at an infinity of points on the arm. There were 1,000 futile attempts to answer the query on the part of the most illustrious mathematicians, and when at length, an undeniable solution was discovered, men found that the wings of a bird had given it with absolute precision since the first bird had traversed the air. Asterisk 17, he observed a flock of pigeons passing betwixt Frankfurt and the Indian Territory, 1 mile at least in breadth. It took up 4 hours in passing, which, at the rate of 1 mile per minute, gives a length of 240 miles, and, supposing 3 pigeons to each square yard, gives 2,230,272,000 pigeons. Travels in Canada and the United States, by Lute. F. Hall. Asterisk 18, the earth is upheld by a cow of a blue color, having horns 400 in number. Sales Quran. Asterisk 19, the entozoa, or intestinal worms, have repeatedly been observed in the muscles, and in the cerebral substance of men. See Wyatt's Physiology, p. 143. Asterisk 20, on the Great Western Railway, between London and Exeter, a speed of 71 miles per hour has been attained. A train weighing 90 tons was whirled from Paddington to Didcot 53 miles in 51 minutes. Asterisk 21, the Echolobian, asterisk 22, Maelzel's automaton chess player. Asterisk 23, Babbage's calculating machine. Asterisk 24, Chabert, and since him, 100 others. Asterisk 25, the electrotype. Asterisk 26, Wollaston made of platinum for the field of views in a telescope a wire 1/18,000th part of an inch in thickness. It could be seen only by means of the microscope. Asterisk 27, Newton demonstrated that the retina beneath the influence of the violet ray of the spectrum vibrated 900 million of times in a second. Asterisk 28, voltaic pile. Asterisk 29, the electrotelegraph printing apparatus. Asterisk 30, the electrotelegraph transmits intelligence instantaneously at least at so far as regards any distance upon the earth. Asterisk 31, common experiments in natural philosophy. If two red rays from two luminous points be admitted into a dark chamber so as to fall on the white surface and differ in their length by 0.000258 of an inch, their intensity is doubled. So also if the difference in length be any whole number multiple of that fraction. A multiple by 2,14,314 and c gives an intensity equal to one ray only, but a multiple by 2,12,312 and c gives the result of total darkness. Inviolet rays similar effects arise when the difference in length is 0.000157 of an inch, and with all other rays the results are the same, the difference varying with a uniform increase from the violet to the red. Asterisk 32, plus a platina crucible over a spirit lamp, and keep it a red heat, pour in some sulfuric acid, which, though the most volatile of bodies at a common temperature, will be found to become completely fixed in a hot crucible, and not a drop evaporates being surrounded by an atmosphere of its own, it does not, in fact, touch the sides. A few drops of water are now introduced, when the acid, immediately coming in contact with the heated sides of the crucible, flies off in sulfurous acid vapor, and so rapid is its progress, that the caloric of the water passes off with it, which falls a lump of ice to the bottom. By taking advantage of the moment before it is allowed to remelt, it may be turned out a lump of ice from a red-hot vessel. Asterisk 33, the daguerreotype. Asterisk 34, although light travels 167,000 miles in a second, the distance of 61 Cygni, the only star whose distance is ascertained, is so inconceivably great that its rays would require more than 10 years to reach the Earth. For stars beyond this, 20 or even 1,000 years would be a moderate estimate. Thus, if they had been annihilated 20 or 1,000 years ago, we might still see them today by the light which started from their surfaces 20 or 1,000 years in the past time. That many which we see daily are really extinct is not impossible, not even improbable. Notes Maelstrom, asterisk 1, see Archimedes, De Incidentibus in Fluido, lib. 2. Notes Island of the Fae, asterisk 1, Morox is here derived from mirrors, and its meaning is fashionable, or more strictly, F manners. Asterisk 2, speaking of the tides, Pomponius Mela, in his treatise E Sit Orbis, says either the world is a great animal, or etc. Asterisk 3, Balzac in substance I do not remember the words. Asterisk 4, Florum Pewters Nere per Liquidum Athera. P. Commer. Notes Domain of Arnheim, asterisk 1, an incident, similar in outline to the one here imagined, occurred, not very long ago, in England. The name of the fortunate heir was Felliason. I first saw an account of this matter in the Tour of Prince Puckler Musket, who makes the sum inherited 90 millions of pounds, and justly observes that, and the contemplation of so vast a sum, and of the services to which it might be applied, there is something even of the sublime. To suit the views of this article I have followed the prince's statement, although a grossly exaggerated one. The germ, and in fact, the commencement of the present paper was published many years ago previous to the issue of the first number of Sue's admirable Jufferent, which may possibly have been suggested to him by Musk's account. Notes Baroness, asterisk 1, for as Jove, during the winter season, gives twice 7 days of warmth, men have called this element and temperate time the nurse of the beautiful Halcyon Simonides, end of notes to volume 2, end of the Project Gutenberg text of the works of Edgar Allan Poe 5, 2, POE 2V by Gutenberg edition.